tomorrow. It is going to be springtime. Yeah, last day of winter. Oh, maybe we can reach 70 degrees this afternoon. It's going to be real close. It's a Monday. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK. Thank you very much for joining us. Yesterday, about 8:41 in the morning, Colville Fire Department was paged out. A large structure fire, the intersection of North Elm and 2nd Avenue. This originally the Bastion Funeral Home facility, more recently residential. The fire units arrived, found the house fully engulfed. The firefighters attacked that fire, eventually were able to enter the structure, conduct a search. Shortly after entering, the firefighters located a deceased child. The death notification was made by local law enforcement. Firefighter activity remained at that scene for quite some time. The fire in the house was burning very hot when the firefighters arrived. The investigation into that incident is still ongoing. Service or repair your lawn and garden equipment now. Don't make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. Some shops take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental Center, 380 South Main in Colville. Fast, honest service. Call 509-684-1522 if you have any questions. Habitat for Humanity, Colville, will be closing their doors in April. A lot of questions lately about why this is happening. Well, we talked with the Habitat for Humanity CEO for Washington State about the upcoming closure.
My name is Michonne Preston, and I actually serve as the CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Washington State, and I'm serving as the board treasurer of Colville Valley Partners Habitat for Humanity. But I have long been associated with the Colville Habitat because in my former role, I was the CEO of Habitat Spokane County, and in my role as our state director, I'm heavily invested in the affiliates that are members. And Habitat for Humanity is a global organization, but our overall goal is to build homeownership opportunities for families with income scarcity that probably wouldn't qualify for a traditional bank loan. And we build a simple, decent starter home and provide an affordable mortgage. Our Habitat stores are one of our fundraising models, but the purpose of them is to fuel the home building ministry. And anyone who's lived in Stevens County knows that this Habitat affiliate has not been living up to that expectation over the past 5 or so years. And so the store has been running really well, and that's where the staff focus has been, but it has not been on building or rebuilding homes. So Habitat International made a decision to disaffiliate Colville Valley Partners. And I was appointed to the board with others in a temporary role with the goal of closing the affiliate. So as you have learned recently, the store is the final piece. We've spent a year kind of reorganizing and restructuring and making some hard decisions. And the final decision is to close the store, and the staff will be laid off on April 30th. And Colville Habitat will cease to exist. They were not building Habitat homes. And this is happening to affiliates across the nation in some of our more rural areas where their time and their energy isn't being spent raising money through our fundraising methods and through our store also, and using those dollars to build new homes or rebuild an existing home, but to provide an affordable mortgage for a low-income family. there was a Habitat affiliate operating there. So there was an existing Habitat home mortgages, and they're all being managed and serviced by the staff. But most of the staff were designated to work in the store. So since June of last year, probably one full-time person, maybe 50% of her time was in the affiliate managing the mortgages and all of the other operations, and 50% of her time was in the store. And all of the other employees are store employees. We don't know in the future as what will happen with the building nor with the service area. There is a chance that a neighboring affiliate, a neighboring Habitat affiliate, can apply to Habitat International to be able to build homes in the service area. And that is our hope, that we can help the affiliates around it get enough capacity that they could resume at some time in the future building affordable homeownership in Stevens County, because it is desperately needed. I know there's probably lots of speculation. I think it's really, you know, a Habitat affiliate that took its eye off of the primary mission of building affordable homeownership opportunities. And Habitat International does not allow, doesn't have any appetite for entities that are going to be nonprofits and not meet our primary mission. And there's probably a lot of reasons that happens. A board can grow tired of trying to fundraise. Some communities might struggle to raise funds. I'm sure this board of directors and staff ran into all of those complications. Doing nonprofit work in our rural areas is not a piece of cake. But over the years, we've had great board members at Habitat Colville, good staff members, but they did lose traction. And because of losing traction, I mean, I think their goal was always to, you know, let's get ramped up again and get building, but their store's not to be their home building financing piece.
We'll be talking a little more about Habitat for Humanity in tomorrow's news. We have reached out for Habitat Colville, that this time they've had no comment.
Dream furniture for your dream home. Dreams do come true during the 30th anniversary sale on now at Saunders Furniture and Design. Living room, office, dining room, bedroom. This is the biggest sale of the year and the biggest savings of the year on all American-made brand name furniture. There's doorbusters, free gifts, a chance to win a rocker recliner valued up to $1,000, plus delivery is available. Also, take advantage of 36 months 0% interest special financing. That's $0 down and 0% interest for 3 full years to purchase all the furniture and mattresses and accessories you deserve, plus 30% off lamps, wall art, and store-wide, up to 50% off furniture. The 30th anniversary sale is on now at Saunders Furniture and Design, Colville, Washington.
The state of Washington will be paying $8.5 million to the families of two people killed in a December 2021 DUI crash on Whidbey Island. Sharon Gamble, age 77, and Kenneth Wilkley, age 78, were killed when an intoxicated driver, a Danielle Cruz, hit them with her car after leaving the Washington State Ferry's Clinton Dock on the island. The attorneys for the families say the tragedy could have been avoided. What the crew did that day in waking up a driver they knew to be impaired was wrong, and both families would still have their parents today had that not happened, according to a family attorney. The lawsuit alleges the ferry service crew members on the Mukilteo-Clinton ferry route knew Cruz had rear-ended another car on a ferry, and that other ferry riders were concerned she could be intoxicated. Multiple witnesses report seeing Cruz swerving and rear-ending a car in the holding lanes on the ferry, Well, that prompted them to report the incident to ferry staff. The staff had to bang on her car and rocked it side to side to wake her. They then allowed her to drive off the ferry. When one couldn't do it, they called the next and the next, and they were rocking her car, banging on the windows. Finally, one person woke her up, and she was ordered to drive off the vessel. Members of law enforcement said after driving off the ferry, crews crossed a center line on State Route 525, struck an oncoming Mercedes that killed the two people. An analysis of blood taken from her after the collision showed she had fentanyl, methamphetamines, and lorazepam in her blood.
Looking for a little comfort in your life? Call the expert, your Carrier dealer. Carrier dealers are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. So call your Carrier dealer first. He has ways of making you very comfortable. Carrier, turn to the experts at ABC Heating and Electric in Colville at 411 West 2nd. Or call Deb for an appointment at 684-2018 or go to abc-heating.com.
So many stories lately of airplanes having problems makes you kind of sick and think if you want to get on a plane right now. A United Airlines plane, it was a Boeing plane, grounded in Medford, Oregon Friday after it was found to be missing a panel after landing from a flight that took off in San Francisco. The 737-824. It's part of the 737-800 series, the precursor to the Boeing MAX. The plane delivered to Continental Airlines in December of 1998, operated by United Airlines since November 2011. Well, that flight left San Francisco 10:20 in the morning and landed in Medford shortly after 11:30. The flight had 139 passengers and 6 crew. It was parked at the gate, and that's when it was discovered to be missing an external panel. They are conducting a thorough examination and performing all the needed repairs before that plane returns to service. They're also conducting an investigation to better understand how the damage occurred. The airport, they did stop operations for a bit, checked the runway and the airfield for debris. They did not find any debris at the airport. The ground crew or pilots doing routine inspection before the next flight were the ones who noticed the missing panel. The whereabouts, well, they may never find that missing metal piece. A lot of rugged terrain where that flight would have flown over. They just don't know where they lost it. The plane was not in a condition to fly, though. The panel, the underside of the aircraft, where the wing meets the body, near where the landing gear deploys.
Have you already filed your 2023 tax return? Did you know you might also be eligible for the Washington State Working Families Tax Credit? Many individuals and families leave valuable money on the table because they don't know they might qualify or how to apply. We can help, and our service is free of charge. Give RISE a call, 509-675-0002, or visit our website at risenetworkinc.org to make an appointment in your area.
Quite some time ago, I had talked about this rental situation in Seattle and the homeowner having to sleep in his vehicle. Well, it's finally running its course. A Seattle homeowner's nightmare tenant situation has been resolved 1 year later. The owner of the property, Jason Roth, had to live in his van instead of his home for a period of time. Well, after one full year, the sheriff has kicked the deadbeat tenant out. Roth bought a South Seattle home back in 2016. He's a mechanic by trade. He spent time working on the building so he could list the house as a rental. Well, eventually he did find a tenant who he thought would be responsible. March the 1st, 2023, the tenant failed to pay their rent. In the subsequent weeks, they learned that a portion of his property was being listed on Airbnb and his tenant was turning a profit, all at the same time not paying him any rent. After the initial $1,000 from the initial lease agreement, Roth never received another payment from the tenant. Roth had to live in his van on some nights. He was couch surfing at times with relatives other nights until he could recover his home. Well, his first court appearance was back October 23rd. But an attorney supplied by the Housing Justice Project asked for a continuance. Well, that pushed the next court date to March 12th. By the way, the Housing Justice Project, they're an organization in King County that helps low-income tenants with landlord-tenant law cases. Well, Roth, he had to spend his money, recruited the Rental Housing Association of Washington. Roth says, I would not look into being a landlord in Washington unless you're a Rental Housing Association member because the laws change so fast, even the lawyers can't keep up with them. This association solved the problem. It took 12 months to solve, but they solved the problem. They taught him about the laws and recommended getting a better lawyer. Can't keep up with all the changing laws in Washington unless you have somebody doing it for you, and ask any of the attorneys and they'll say they can't keep up. Well, Roth discovered a social media account. It showed wild parties being thrown at his residence. The house, well, it was packed with his tenant stuff. Now he has moved all that stuff outside the home on the curb, and when the tenant doesn't come and collect his things, then Roth is going to have to dispose of it all. Part of the deal, the tenant is out of the house, but the eviction will not appear on the tenant's record. Part of the settlement is that he not report the eviction to the credit agencies. There's not going to be anything on this tenant's record. Didn't have the cleanest record. He's got other things on his record other than an eviction. But this eviction, after a year of not paying, is not going to be there. Right now, the current eviction timeline in King County for non-payment of rent, 360 days to get your court appearance. That according to the Rental Housing Association. So when the government types and the do-gooders talk about the lack of housing and the lack of available rentals, think about why the rentals are not available in Washington State anymore.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
It was an absolutely crazy Pac-12 tournament last week in Las Vegas. Top-ranked Arizona losing to Oregon. Second-ranked WSU losing to Colorado. Oh, boy. Well, all four of those teams end up in the big NC2A tournament. Now, this is the first time in 16 years the Gonzaga Bulldogs are going to be joined in the basketball tournament by the WSU Cougars. All right, the full 68-team bracket was announced Sunday afternoon. As expected, the Zags are in it, 25th straight year. WSU, they played their way into the madness to end a drought dating back to a Sweet 16 appearance in 2008. Neither team was able to land a game in Spokane, missing out on an opportunity for a rare home court advantage. Oddly enough, Gonzaga, their rival St. Mary's, one of the teams to get a spot in the Spokane arena. One team who will get that advantage are the 14th-ranked Gonzaga women. They are the number 4 seed for the first time, and they will host the 13-seed UC Irvine on campus at the McCarthy Athletic Center in the first round. The Big Sky champion, EWU Eagles, they are in the women's bracket as the number 14 seed. They open at third-seeded Oregon State. All right, for Gonzaga and Washington State, for the men, a few of the details. The Gonzaga Bulldogs, they are coming in. They are ranked 17th in the country. They are the number 5 seed in the Midwest. Their game coming up, that'll be Thursday afternoon in Salt Lake City. They'll take on McNeese State, 4:25 in the afternoon. Gonzaga coming in with a 25-7 record. Now here's a tough one. McNeese State, a 30-3 record. So Gonzaga, they're going to have to get past this team that has 30 wins in that opening game Thursday in Salt Lake City. Now, the WSU Cougars, ranked 22nd in the country. They are the number 7 seed in the East. They are going to play Thursday night. They will take on Drake. Game time, 7:05 for the WSU Cougars. WSU coming into the game 24-9. Drake, 29-5. So WSU, pretty much a surprise in the Pac-12 this year. The Cougs shook off the exodus of transfers, gelled together a great team, gave it a good run, tried to get the conference title. They had wins on the road and at home over Arizona. And Kyle Smith's WSU squad, it's a big squad, nobody shorter than 6'3". Forward Isaac Jones leading the team with 15.4 points, 7.4 rebounds. Guard Miles Rice, 15.1 points a game. Now, Drake, they're in this NC2A tournament. They beat Indiana State last weekend for the Missouri Valley Tournament title. So WSU's defense certainly going to be focused on the Bulldogs guard, Tucker DeVries. He averages 21.8 points per game. We're going to have NC2A tournament action. We will have the WSU game, and we are hoping to have in its entirety the Gonzaga game. We will have portions at least of that game. We'll keep you advised as to our upcoming NC2A coverage. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by Parker's Glass. Same great service as always. Get it fixed fast. Call Parker's Glass in Colville, 509-684-6034. Stop in, see them, 791 North Highway. We might make 70 degrees today. Officially, the National Weather Service says a high of 68 in Colville. Very nice weather. Clear skies overnight, 40 the overnight low, 67, sunny on Tuesday. There is kind of a 50-50 chance of rain on Wednesday, not near as warm, 59 the high, more rain on Thursday, 54 the high, rain more Friday, rain could even be mixed with snow on Saturday. In fact, we're only looking at a high Saturday of 48 degrees. 45 the high, rain and snow on Sunday. So, hey, enjoy this last day of winter where we could maybe get to 70 degrees. And then later in the week, it's just going to be cold and wet. Parker's Glass here in Colville, they'll fix that ding or crack in your windshield before it causes real damage. Give them a call, 509-684-6034 for Parker's Glass. Getting the week off and started on a Monday, I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.